Good morning. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Isagro results presentation as of March 31st, 2017. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and CEO of Isagro. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. I have here close to me our CFO, Ruggero Gambini, and our investor relator, Eriola Alushai. Okay. How was the first quarter? Definitely better than what it may appear by just reading the variances versus the like period of last year. We are down by 9% in sales. We are down by 4% in EBITDA. But there is a but. It is much more meaningful if we compare revenues and EBITDA to the average of the last 3 years, in which case sales are marginally above last year, and EBITDA is 20% above last year, which is not a margin. Why I wish to focus your attention on the performance of this quarter compared to the average of the last 3 years, there are two reasons. One, which is, let me say, a bit technical, in the sense that last year, as we have strongly emphasized last year was benefiting in virtue of some very peculiar concentration of sales in the first quarter. So let me say, unusual seasonality. But that is a bit technical. But what is more important is that at the end of 13, we decided to modify, to adjust our business model by switching from getting involved in a process of developing the molecules generated by our discovery, research capability, to develop these new molecules by ourselves, and to go into a system aimed at creating the scale we don't have through agreements, licensing agreements, but any agreements with third parties to involve other parties in the exploitation of our intellectual property. This has been decided at the end of 13. This is applied. Now, this adjustment or this adjusted business model cannot generate result overnight, but progressively. Also because this was coupled with the strategic decision of allocating resources, financial resources, and consequently organizational resources to a level higher than what it had been done in the past, because in the past we were putting all the money available and also money not available in the development of our proprietary molecules. this, I repeat, has changed since the end of 2013, and we are now allocating resources to grow commercially in the world. The commercial growth is underway. The results are coming progressively. So to verify where we stand now vis-a-vis 13 is much more sensible than comparing 3 months to last year's 3 months. In this respect, I can responsibly state that what we are doing commercially and the agreements we have reached in 14, 15, 16, in terms of revenues generated by licensing pieces of rights of our intellectual property to third parties are showing good results. That's the message which I feel I have to convey to the people who are kindly listening to me. So we are doing fine, we are going well. Incidentally, when we say that we generate revenues, we have been generating revenues in licensing, I have to stress that the most important portion of the license is not the initial revenues, the down payments, is what the third parties, the partners in the development of our intellectual property will generate when their investment on our molecules will start yielding margins, because we sell our active ingredients to them, and or because of royalties which we get from the turnover they generate with formulated products which do include our active ingredient. That's our future. Because of this, because of the what is coming commercially, by means of the new people we have added in companies we already had, plus the new presences in Poland, in Argentina, the consolidation of presence in Vietnam, which is now an affiliate, what we are planning to do in other countries. I can mention Turkey, but there are projects, reinforcement in China, new management in the US, and let me say, a revolutionary managerial change in our single, by far, largest affiliate, which is Isagro-Asia. Revolutionary because following a board deliberation taken last March, we are now applying new corporate governance to coordinate, integrate, and extract the synergies from a much, much stronger cooperation between our affiliates. Because of historical reasons, we had not applied an aggressive integration of acquired company. The single most important case is Isagro-Asia, which has been constantly delivering good results, but which we believe can, in addition to the local good results, assure also important benefits because of local growth which is available and because of the benefits of the integration in terms of products, in terms of business development. So we are happy with the quota. We are happy with the way we are progressing, and we believe that in front of Isagro there are years of a progressive capturing of value, of course, from the end of this decade, 2020-2021, we shall also start benefiting from the additional sales, additional revenues, margins generated by the new fungicide, which is under development, for which we have important expectations 3-4 years from now. In the meantime, we'll keep growing because of the commercial actions underway. I wish to stress much more the strategic outlook rather than stressing, but now I'll go back to the quarterly results, which for people who have our presentation in front, I would suggest to have a look at page 4. And here you have the first quarter compared to last year and to the previous 3 years. You can see that 47 is lower than 52. It is higher, however, compared to 45 and 41, which are the previous 2 years. Same is for EBITDA. The same is for the result before and after the taxes. Comparing the net result of 3.3 is 1 million, almost 1 million below last year, but it is 50% above the average over the last 3 years. As we stressed the last year, I repeat, the first quarter of 2016 is particularly good because of a special concentration of sales in the month of March. Okay, from a financial standpoint, we have the debt of 52 million euro, which is in line with the end of last year, but which is 10 million higher than the picture as of March 31st, 2016. However, these 10 million have a clear explanation, increase in net working capital. This is partly due to strategic interest in having in our stock a level of active ingredients, not formulated products, active ingredients ready to be formulated in order to minimize or contain the risk of missing sales because of additional requests of supply from our customers. As we have explained in the past, the largest portion of our sales are not sales to retailers, but sales to national distributors in the country. We sell to around 80 countries in the world, and we have national distributors mostly, not exclusively, but mostly. These customers buy 3-4 times, 2 times in a year. This explains why seasonality may play an important role in the short term. That's why our numbers make sense progressively more and more going towards the 12-month period. Now, what happens sometimes is that our national distributors are wrong, make a mistake, underevaluate their potential sales. Consequently, they rush to ask us to supply them with extra deliveries. So, and this, you cannot do it overnight. And so if you don't have enough stock of active ingredients, you may miss, you do miss sales. Of course, by definition, we must have a limited stock. So even in this way, there is a risk, but the risk is small. Can we afford to invest in inventory? The answer is yes, we can afford, because in spite of this increase in the level of the debt, I have to stress that our debt remains well below the net working capital, and we are talking of a 52 against a 72, which means that we cover 20 million of our net working capital with equity, which means that we have also room for further investment in net fixed asset if we simply accept to cover net working capital, to finance net working capital more or even entirely with debt. Looking at our debt, I have to underline that the very large portion of our debt is made by middle loan, which means about 70% of our net working capital is made by middle loan. 30% is made by short-term, which incidentally is utilized for a very small portion of the credit lines, which are granted by the, are kindly granted to us. So financially, we are in a very sound situation. This is the reason why we are open to consider possible growth via external actions. We have no hurry, we have no need, but we are open to that, and we shall consider in a very careful and cautious way, but we do not exclude at all to consider to implement one day, to make one day one, two acquisitions, but they have to be very well fitted with our portfolio, with our strategy. In this frame, some attention is assigned to the growing segment of the bio solution piece of business, where we have a presence, but where we have room to grow and we want to grow. This is the strategic outlook. Looking at the short term, I would say that the 17 conclusion, how it may we may close the year, it's too soon to tell, but we rely on at least one licensing agreement, at least one important license agreement, and that's important. But we also rely on some favorable development of ourselves because of what I mentioned before. So I think that we should, as we said in the past, we consider that we should reasonably be in line with last year result and increase sales for sure. We are also increasing expenses to support our commercial growth, and until our level of sales will reach the 200 million, which is our target, our bottom line result will remain also dependent on the revenues, margin, pre-tax generated by the licensing revenues. We want to have these revenues as additional, not determinant for our bottom line results. This will happen in a few years. We expect that by the end of this decade, between 18-19, we should be able to reach that point. In any case, we are progressively growing, waiting for the arrival of a new fungicide, which by 19-20 should be sold in Brazil and after that in Europe. So that's why we consider a first target 2019-20, and that the second target, 2025, when we should capitalize from a maturity contribution linked to the new fungicide. But we don't wait for that. We are progressively improving year after year on the commercial side. And this is due to an important investment, organizational investment, which has been made in the headquarters, which is underway in the affiliates, and on which we, from which we shall capitalize an important, important result. Okay, that's what. Let me now just comment the situation with regard to the stock market. Of course, we are happy that in the first quarter the share, ordinary shares, have gone up by 25, 27, 28. But what the real point is that we capitalize in the market something close to 50, and the 50 million is less than half our book value, our equity book value. It is, I have to remind everybody that the book value of our assets largely underrepresent some assets. Let me only mention the single largest underrepresentation. We have Isagro-Asia affiliate with a book value at a consolidated level equal to 5 million. Since there is a cash, the net financial position means a cash of 10 million, it means that before the cash adjustment or the net financial position adjustment, our affiliate in Asia is valued minus 5. The company has recorded 5.4 million net profit this last year, same number 2 years ago, 4.5 3 years ago. I leave it to you to assign a market value for that company. It certainly is dramatically different from the minus 5. Consequently, I don't need to give you other evidences, but there will be other evidences of the underrepresentation. What's the conclusion we have to draw every quarter? We don't yield bottom line results aligned with the value of our asset. That's our fault. We started a few years ago to progressively fill the gap. We are confident we shall be able to fill the gap progressively. If people believe that our statement deserves credit, people should draw the conclusion that the shares are largely undervalued. However, we absolutely respect the market. There are other indicators, as you know. If we take our turnover, we are valued on 60% of our turnover. Usually, the values are definitely much higher than the turnover. But I'm just, this is only to give the fair representation. We recognize that the market value is the expression of the financial economic results we scored between 2006 and now. So we are working hard to modify the situation. Needless to say, I will not accept this to last in the years to continue in the years to come. In a way or another, we shall be able to extract a different value from our shares. Final comment refers to the gross shares or Azione Sviluppo compared to the ordinary shares. This is an old story. I can only repeat that should one day the controlling shareholder PM go below an indirect control lower than 50%, the gross shares would disappear because they would be automatically converted in ordinary shares from I stop here in the sense that the floating is larger if there is a dividend, there is an extra dividend, and in case of loss of control, they become immediately ordinary shares. Technically speaking, I have a difficulty in understanding the spread, but it is only something which I have an obligation to underline, and that's all. We shall be glad to answer questions, if any.
This is the Chorus Call conference operator, and we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. That is star and one. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The first question is from Mark Webb from Quero. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, it's actually Henry Hilgarth. I'm sitting with Mark. I just had a couple of follow-up questions. I know we spoke briefly on your other call. But just in terms of licensing, I'm trying to understand it, out of the 3.3 million net income, how much of that is licensing? And the other thing is if you could maybe talk about this new fungicide that you're developing, how big is the market that it's targeting, and what potential do you put on that in terms of numbers? The last question I have is on your top line. I know that you look at the results on a 3-year basis, and they show that you've actually stayed highly profitable, or as profitable as last year, which is good on an absolute basis. But I'm just trying to understand if you adjust your sales figure for the exceptional effect that you had in the first quarter of 2016, what does the growth of the company look like? Are you flat, or are you slightly up, or are you slightly down? Thank you.
Okay, with regard to licensing, there is no revenue from licensing in the first quarter. As there was no license in last year, so the comparison is fair in this respect. Licensing last year took place in the last quarter, and of course the timing of the revenues from license, as you will appreciate, can play a role when we compare period part. Let me say partial year versus partial year. In any case, no license contribution in the first quarter. With regard to the fungus, the new fungicide, certainly it is a product with a very, it's a high volume product. We are developing this product on a 50-50 basis with the U.S. company FMC, having shared the world, if you like. We have a portion of the world assigned to us, five key countries which are joint, and other countries which we don't have which are assigned to the partner. In spite of this, the market which we can the market which is available for us is very large, very important. So large that we partly shall exploit it directly. Europe is one case, is the single largest case. Other areas such as Brazil, China, will have to be approached in cooperation with third parties. That's why we are negotiating with some parties right agreements for this moment for Brazil. The overall worldwide market, but not worldwide for all industry, is around a $3 billion market. So it is very large product. But industry, and for us, I repeat, we have our fungicide belonging to the class, which is defined as the LCDHI class, our product, which is 50-50. So we have a portion. If you ask me how much we could sell, well, the number is a number which can be not less than 100 million for us. Keep in mind that our partner FMC, who cannot be compared to us, much larger, they have a distribution means to include in the forecast the portion of margin which is in the hands of the distributors, but they have indicated 350 million as their maturity target. We are very far from this number, but if I tell you that as an order of magnitude, we should sell between formulated products and sales of active ingredients, number which could be around 100, I'd give you a reasonable order of magnitude. It's really an order of magnitude because until we have agreements, specific agreements with a certain parties, we cannot really make. So it is not it's not a target, it's not a number which can be targeted. But the order of magnitude is one third, at least one fourth of what our partner FMC assumes because of their strength and because of their being integrated at the distributor level.
Okay.
That's the indication I can give you. Finally, you were asking net of extraordinary sales. That's a bit difficult. There is no extraordinary sales. But if you deliver product in the last decade of March or in the first decade of April, you may play with a significant number. So when I say that it was not unusual, it was concentrated in the second half of March.
But the effect, sorry to interrupt, but the effect of having inventory that you then sell on at a low margin because you took it back and then you sold it to Gowan at a margin that was very low or close to zero, presumably, well, for me, that's not something that happens every year. So for me, that's exceptional. So if you take that out of the first quarter 2016 sales, does it show that the top line in the first quarter 2017 is actually up?
Well, that's a good point which you made, because those sales were more a game of inventory. Yes, I don't have another specific number, but on a qualitative basis, I have to say that we are happy with our first quarter. So, but that's why, excuse me, I'm using the 3 years to soften, to in a certain way to eliminate the component which you are stressing now. If you want a specific number, we'll give you the number. Ruggero will send the details, the number, which I have an object, but I don't have it in front of me, but we'll send you this information.
It would be very, very interesting to see it. It's just to understand how you're doing when compared to the market, which I understand is flat.
Yes, oh, the market is flat, you're right. You realize that with our market share, which is not big, we mentioned the market, but we are not so dramatically affected by the market. The smaller you are, the less important the market trend is. I'm sure that you could agree on that. Conversely, the bigger you are, the more you are aligned with the industry trend. In any case, yes, we'll send you this information. Ruggero Gambini will do it.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
This afternoon, immediately after the meeting. Okay. Other questions?
The next question is from Franco Riva with Fidentiis. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. You mentioned something about licensing. If I understood well, that there might be one contract coming up this year. And if you can remind me how many potentially how many contracts or agreements can pop up this year and next year, and what could be the impact, more or less. Thank you.
You mean agreements with licensing? Okay. The answer is this. First of all, it's impossible now to tell you how many agreements we can finalize. But what I can distinguish is intellectual property, which has generated licensing agreements, the licensing revenues, until today, pertain to all the products, existing products. From this year, we have opened discussion, negotiation for products which we don't sell yet. Specifically, I'm referring to the new fungicide for which you have heard before, Samus. We expect to close one deal with a partner for this new fungicide this year. This would be this is very likely. In addition to this, we have other talks which are underway for both existing and the new product. How many in the next 2-3 this year? I would say a couple of deals should be finalized. We in line not below the average over the last 4 years. In the last 4 years, we have achieved 25 million, which divided by 4 makes 6 something. So we think that we won't have new agreements at a level lower than this, presumably higher. Is it going to last in the next years? I cannot make clear statements. We shall continue this. This is something which is not exceptional. This is absolutely ordinary. What is not, which doesn't mean that we know what we do every year for how many years. In our vision, in our assumption, in our business plan, which was considered, in our exercise, we use an average of 3 million per year, which can be 6, it can be 0 one year, I don't know. But what my point is, these revenues have been extremely important. are still important, but less than in the past, to help us, to give us time to reach the level of contribution from the sales of products, which is our basic activity, to fill the gap. This is progressively less and less important. We hope that in 2018-19 we shall have reached what we want without the revenues from license, but we shall look for revenues as additional resources to be utilized in developing new business. So to answer your question precisely, is important for is impossible for me. This year we expect to at least be in line with the last 4 year average, presumably above. For the years to come, I would expect something less until the new molecules will become available for new licensing, and this could be 3-4 years from now. Because you know what we do? We take the new discovered molecule. We invest for a few years to have a sort of a pre-development, if I may use this expression. Once this is a pre-development, then we can discuss in a profitable way with partners for the completion of the development. That's our strategic guideline. Am I clear in saying that, or I create a confusion?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. We are about to close the Q&A session. Please press star and one for other questions. Mr. Basile, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Many thanks to everybody, also from my colleagues.